Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another Compass podcast. My name is Roberta Rogers, and I'm the marketing manager here at San Juan Regional Medical Center. Today, I'm going to be sharing information with you on what a labyrinth is and how individuals can benefit from walking a labyrinth. Specifically, our labyrinth here at San Juan Regional Medical Center in our healing garden. So let's start off by defining what a labyrinth is. Labyrinths are geometrical patterns used for walking or tracing as a tool to assist the consciousness. They've been in existence for thousands of years. No one really knows for certain when or where they first originated. They've been used by different cultures and mystical and religious traditions worldwide. Some patterns are simple and some are more complex. A labyrinth differs from a maze in that there's only one way in and one way out. They have a continuous path that twists and turns, eventually leading to the center. There's no dead ends. There's nothing to figure out as you walk a labyrinth. You simply follow the path to the center and then retrace the same path back out. Labyrinths are made from a variety of materials. Some are stone, some have the paths marked with grass or gravel. Our healing garden labyrinth is center stage in the garden. Our memorial labyrinth in the outdoor healing garden is, of course, outdoors with the same pattern design as the Chartres Cathedral in France that was built around 1214. Our labyrinth is almost 23 feet wide across, and it was made by a collaboration of our own plant operation team members, local talent and artists right here in Farmington, New Mexico. So, why walk the labyrinth? The labyrinth can be used as a tool to aid the self or consciousness. It can be used as a tool to unwind the mind and let go of stress and worries and concerns. Our labyrinth is here to assist all who come to meet with greater peace and relaxation. Walking the labyrinth can release patterned behavior such as stress or negative thinking. It can help untorque, if you will, or unwind. As you release old patterns of energy, the alignment of your body may shift or straighten into a greater alignment with self. Some walk the labyrinth as a kind of moving meditation. The labyrinth can be used as a metaphor for how you live your life. What can you learn about yourself as you walk it? It can be looked at as a symbolic hero's journey, if you will, or a journey to a place of peace inside yourself. The center can represent to your consciousness perhaps your heart, yourself, or your true beingness. Originally, the labyrinth at Chartres was referred to as the Road to Jerusalem, and the name Jerusalem actually means City of Peace. In some traditions, the labyrinth has been used to represent finding the Holy Grail or finding Mecca. So, as you walk the labyrinth, you enter the labyrinth and follow the path as it winds its way towards the center. You pause in the center as you like, then turn and exit the labyrinth on the same path you came in on, just going in the opposite direction. How long does it take? It all depends on how much time you have. Some people can be in and out in less than 15 minutes, and some will take longer, stopping and observing and taking note as they walk the labyrinth. When walking the labyrinth, it's fine to walk it alone, or you can find others to walk it with. People walk at different paces, of course, through the labyrinth. If you encounter someone going the opposite direction, one will simply step off the path momentarily to allow the others to pass. You might wonder, what should you focus on when walking the labyrinth? And there are infinite things you might focus on as you walk the labyrinth, and there's no right or wrong way to walk a labyrinth. What you focus on at the time may be determined by where you are in your life and what questions or concerns or goals may be in your mind at the moment. It is best to walk the labyrinth with an open heart, though, and an open mind, asking, what is for the highest good? Or what do I need today? You might walk it as a kind of meditation. You might walk the labyrinth as a symbolic journey, as mentioned before. You might set an intention to receive insight or to receive an answer to a question or a solution to a problem. It is best to walk the labyrinth with a willingness to unwind and to let go of worry or burden or some sort, letting it go as you walk and as you come to the center. Learning more about yourself as you walk and about your life is really all about what the labyrinth is for you. You can walk fast or slow, focus, and think about what you're observing. I invite you to visit our healing garden and walk the labyrinth and give it a try if you haven't already. It is there for you, for our patients and our patients' families. Allow your own creativity to be present and walk the labyrinth in the way you think will be best for you. My hope is you have a wonderful experience. Thank you again for tuning into this podcast.